Have you ever felt like an alien on your own planet? That inexplicable homesickness for somewhere you've never been? You're not alone. Through decades of deep trance hypnotherapy sessions, Dolores Cannon discovered something extraordinary. Thousands of ordinary people carrying extraordinary origins and purposes. These individuals, appearing completely normal on the surface, revealed themselves as cosmic volunteers who came to Earth specifically to help with humanity's evolution. Using her unique somnambulistic technique, Cannon accessed what she calls the subconscious or higher self, uncovering a narrative that challenges our fundamental understanding of human purpose. These volunteers didn't incarnate for personal karma or growth, but answered a cosmic call when Earth needed help most, after the atomic bombs forever changed our planet's energy. Their mission? To raise Earth's vibration and assist humanity through an unprecedented dimensional shift that many spiritual traditions have anticipated for millennia. Volunteer souls arrived in three distinct waves. The first wave, now in their 50s-60s, came after World War II as pioneers. They faced the hardest adjustment. Many contemplated suicide without logical reason, feeling homesick for a place they couldn't consciously identify. Despite good lives, they carry a profound sense of not belonging. They blazed the trail for others. The second wave, now in their 30s-40s, navigate life more easily. They help others and create no karma. Like cosmic antennas, their presence affects Earth's energy field. Though meant to influence through their energy, many feel uncomfortable around others and tend toward isolation. The third wave comprises the new children, many now teenagers. Unlike earlier volunteers, they arrive with altered DNA and retain necessary knowledge at an unconscious level. Often misunderstood by educational systems and wrongly medicated, they simply operate at different frequencies. Highly intelligent, they quickly become bored in traditional settings and form organizations to help children worldwide, truly the hope of the world. These volunteers differ fundamentally from Earth souls, originating from incomprehensible dimensions and realities. They exist as pure energy beings, crystalline entities, or members of advanced cosmic civilizations. Unlike souls caught in Earth's karmic cycle, they arrive with different purposes. Some volunteers described existing as glinsterings, living crystal energy beings, or as consciousness flowing freely through space without limitations. One client recalled being simultaneously part of granite rock, trees, and flowers, encompassed by everything rather than separate from it. Another described her home as really beautiful and shiny, with blue, green, and gold colors, where colors are tangible objects. Earth's forgetting process presents their greatest challenge. Our planet uniquely forces incarnating souls to forget their source connection, a phenomenon absent elsewhere. Other civilizations maintain their connections, contracts, and plans, respecting Earth souls for enduring this profound isolation. These beings often develop health issues that confound medical experts, not conventional diseases, but symptoms of higher frequency entities adapting to Earth's density, comparable to donning a heavy diving suit after existing as pure light. These volunteers arrived with specific purposes related to Earth's evolutionary shift. Many participated in cosmic councils, overseeing planetary development throughout the universe. Earth was originally designed as a paradise, a Garden of Eden where humans would never get sick and could live indefinitely, until disease was unexpectedly introduced. The volunteers served two crucial functions, changing Earth's energy to prevent catastrophe and helping raise humanity's vibration for dimensional ascension. Many function as energy anchors, stabilizers, or transmitters whose presence maintains frequencies necessary for Earth's transition. What's happening now is unprecedented, an entire planet changing its frequency to move from dimension 3.6 directly to dimension 5, skipping dimension 4 entirely. This event, called the greatest show in the universe, has drawn spectators from many galaxies. This dimensional shift is literal, not metaphorical. The separation between old and new worlds depends on energetic vibration. Those who raise their frequency will transition with the planet. Others will continue evolving elsewhere, like a train leaving the station where each individual must choose whether to board or remain behind. As Earth undergoes a vibrational shift, many experience physical symptoms that confuse conventional medicine. One client, a nurse, had seizures and mysterious nodules in her brain and lungs. Diagnosed with rare sarcoidosis, her higher self revealed her brain was actually being rewired for coming changes. Another client's allergies were reactions to living on this planet, a reminder she wasn't home. Her body manufactured substances as part of evolution. Some cells are getting new functions, the subconscious explained. It's about compressing time when cells receive new instructions and release old ones. These symptoms aren't diseases, but adaptations to new frequencies. The physical body must transform to exist in higher dimensions. Like replacing an old car's engine, the body gradually becomes lighter, more elongated and slimmer, looking younger, and eventually more transparent. Unnecessary parts simply disintegrate. Global warming accelerates this process, progressing faster than scientists acknowledge. Though they recognize the danger, they believe it's decades away when it's actually imminent, resulting in increasingly extreme weather patterns, especially in coastal areas. This transition requires both physical and spiritual preparation. Physically, we must shift our diet away from heavy foods and meat with additives toward living foods like raw vegetables and fruits. Eventually, we'll evolve toward a liquid diet as our bodies become lighter. Water is essential in this process. By visualizing water spiraling both clockwise and counterclockwise, we reintroduce life force. Apply this empowerment regularly to both water and food. Spiritually, we must release fear, our strongest emotion, and karma accumulated across lifetimes. Forgiveness is key. Visualize the person who hurt you, tear up your spiritual contract, and say, "I forgive you, I set you free, you go your way with love, and I go mine." Current challenges test our ability to hold the light during chaos. Success isn't avoiding difficulties, but maintaining inner peace during turbulence. We must avoid entanglement with fear or negative news. Remember, what we focus on expands. By reinforcing positive thoughts and replacing negative ones, we create our own heaven on Earth. What awaits on the new Earth? It exists in the fifth dimension, where we can step without dying. Initially resembling our current world, it transforms into something more beautiful. Trees with purple and orange trunks, rivers and waterfalls full of energy. Some people are already making temporary transitions before going permanently. In this new reality, Earth will have no karma, becoming a planet of light and peace. Rather than catastrophic physical shifts, this transition happens through dimensional shifting. The spiritually ready will transition easily, while others will continue their evolution elsewhere on planets suited to their development. The choice is yours. Raise your vibration to join Earth's ascension or remain in the old paradigm. The volunteers who came to assist are completing their missions, ready to go home. Their legacy is a transformed Earth where humanity evolves beyond limitation, fear, and separation. This isn't just another spiritual concept, but the most significant event in human history. Not a question of whether it's happening, but if you'll join humanity's greatest adventure.